USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin jury has reached a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
That's the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
The 18-year-old always maintained he killed the two rioters and injured the third in self-defense. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Humana. Attention veterans, if you are 65 or over and considering Medicare Advantage, you will need to select your plan before the December 7th annual enrollment period deadline. Ed Sandrick of Humana shares helpful information.
To help select a plan that meets your individual health needs, be sure to make a list of questions and turn to reliable sources such as informational websites and meetings with licensed health insurance agents who can help you understand plan options and maximize your Medicare benefits. This is especially important for veterans since there are Medicare plans that can provide the coverage you need and round out the benefits you may already have through the VA, like the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan, which is available to all eligible individuals but was designed with veterans in mind.
To learn more about Humana plans, which are recommended by USAA, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SMP, PPO, PPO-SMP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is speaking in Nigeria about U.S. policy in the region on Friday. Secretary Blinken reaffirming the United States' stance in helping Africa fight the coronavirus, citing the steps the Biden administration is taking.
We've provided more than 50 million doses to 43 African countries, and more are on the way. All of this with no political strings attached. We've given more than $1.9 billion in COVID-related assistance for urgent needs like emergency food and other humanitarian support.
Blinken also calling on Nigeria to help fight the issue of climate change. A bipartisan group of state attorneys generals are investigating Instagram for targeting children. Prosecutors from at least 10 states have launched a probe. This comes after studies have linked it to depression, eating disorders, and suicide among kids. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Joe Biden had his annual physical on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying it took place at Walter Reed Medical Center. Texas Republican governor is keeping his word and doing what the federal government is not doing in his state.
Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a video of the state's latest attempt to secure the Texas-Mexico border. 20 shipping containers lined up along the riverbank next to the international bridge that connects Eagle Pass with Mexico. Behind the containers, images showed a fleet of Department of Public Safety patrol cars and dozens of officers walking around. Abbott had touted the idea of using shipping containers at the border on October 28th when he was a guest on Fox News. He said on that day that the National Guard was to begin placing containers at potential migrant crossing points to serve as a blockade to prevent them from coming across the border. Abbott, who's up for re-election next year, has made immigration enforcement a priority for his administration, pushing an agenda that includes building more barriers along the border, directing troopers to arrest migrants crossing the Rio Grande, and deploying the National Guard to different parts of the border and suing the Biden administration for what the governor has described as President Biden's open border policies. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.